For the sample PF, the surgeon here today's date is 09/11/2023. Dictation is for Sherry Moore. Moore spells M O O R E. Sherry spells S H E R E E. Date of birth is 01/01/1964. This is a 59-year-old female. Here with a painful rash on her face and cough, period. Patient stated she was diagnosed with COVID approximately 10 days ago. She said she felt a little better, but was given a prescription for Zithromax, which she lost and would like to have a replacement, period. She also reports a rash on her cheeks. She said a rash comes and goes, but this time it lasts longer than usual. It's painful and red. She says she puts lots of makeup over it to cover it up, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is hypertension, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, past surgical history, a C-section, a nose repair. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph. Allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Painful rash on bilateral cheeks. Next paragraph, cough. She reports cough. Next paragraph, same paragraph. She says cough is dry. Next paragraph, she denies shortness of breath, denies chest pain. Next paragraph. Denies runny nose, denies ear pain. Next line, she endorses mild discomfort in her throat, which is worse with swallowing, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 126/82. Pulse 89, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous. Tonsils, pharynx and uvula. Erythema is mild, close parentheses. Next line, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, no exudates. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, nose, no discharge, mildly congested. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face, erythematous macule that blanches discreetly distributed on bilateral cheeks. A lesion is in lesion involves or nose bridge. Correction. Lesion does not involve the bridge of her nose, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10, normal, motor and sensory functions, and normal, mood and effects, and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is COVID infection. Assessment number two is rosacea. Assessment number three is acute rhinitis. Assessment number four, acute cough. Next paragraph. The red flag for decompensation with COVID infection was reviewed in managing this patient. She has no respiratory distress. She has been vaccinated. No elevated temperature. Our pulse ox is 98%, greater than 95. Next line, our risk factor is low. She will be discharged with the following medication, Zitromax. Two 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, no refills. Next medication, metronidazole, 1% lotion. She will apply daily for 30 days with 2 refills, number 45 grams. She was reassured. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.